Sunday night oral, the test Tammuz, Dvar Halacha, and Chavis Halvavis. So we're moving along in Hilchos Brachos, and as we all know, Hamotzi Pater's food that you eat by a Suda. We'll be learning tomorrow night about maybe when it doesn't, if you're eating it in order to Pater the food by the Suda, maybe it doesn't work. But Al Kaponim, the Pashtus is, it Paters the foods of the Suda. Foods that you eat, either Belipus HaPas, as an accompaniment to the bread, or even things that don't really, are not really Lipus HaPas, but you eat them Lasova, you eat them as regular courses to fill you up, to satiate you. You eat them as food. It also includes appetizers, because that's also a Chelek of the Suda. It doesn't include foods that you would normally eat as a snack or desserts, which is also because, not because there's something magic about dessert, but because it usually doesn't come lasova. It usually comes to leave a sweet taste in the mouth, and it's not really severe. Fruit is also considered like dessert, except fruit is really, you can have fruit sometimes as an appetizer, which is Megarer Tavis HaMachol. You have to ask Zevi Weissman if it works, but they serve it as that, Megarer Tavis HaMachol, and you have to ask Zevi if you should make a bracha on it. If it's Megarer Tavis HaMachol, talking as a first course now, obviously not as dessert. If it would be Megarer Tavis HaMachol as dessert, ain't lo dovasof, right? You would be sitting there still. If it's Megarer Tavis HaMachol, also you start off the meal sometimes with a piece of cantaloupe or a melon. So the cooks I spoke to said they're Megarer Tavis HaMachol, or at least theoretically they are, and therefore you would not make a bracha on it. Other people do make a bracha on it. They feel it's like you're just serving a course of fruit just as a vorspeise. And it's not really lasova, but you could have fruit that's lasova also. You know, it could be served as a course, and it's mamish meant to be a course in the meal, and then you would not make a bracha on it. Chavis Halvavis, Rinshara Precious, where you wouldn't be eating dessert, and you wouldn't be eating fire spices, but we'll see about that. So, we learned a big chiddush in the Chavis Halvavis, and we're going to emphasize it again, and he really carries on in that vein. And that is that he looks at the Matoras HaTorah with giving the Aseis and the Lavin as ways that a person could become like a Malach, because your goal is to be Mashlit, the Seichel, over the Yetzer, call it Ruchnius over Gashmius, call it Seichel over feelings, and that's what you want to end up doing. And the Torah teaches you to do that by all of its Lavin and Aseis. The purpose, and this is quoted in many Svarim, or it's brought down, cited, I should say, not quoted, cited by many Svarim, that the purpose of the Torah in its Lavim and Aseis is to teach self-control. And that's why we have more mitzvahs than the Goyim do. Obviously, the Aseis and the Lavim are also Ruchniyustik entities, B'Hishtalshalos from Inyanim Ruchniyim, but the Chavis Halvavis says it has this purpose too. And therefore he goes on and he says, and this is where we're up to, V'lodai shebnei yodam notu achrei olam hazeh ele shesotu min hadas. When people start violating the Torah, so they're misdarder. And what happens is the Torah is like the red line of shlitas haseichel over the guf. And when that breaks down, then the person is misdarder legamri, and his life becomes one of just ultimately seeking pleasure and being nimshach after gashmius, being nimshach after taivus. Lo dai shebnei adam notu achrei olam hazeh ela shesotu min hadas. Das meaning Torah. That makes you lose control totally. The Torah is the check to make sure that you exercise that bare minimum of self-control. And if you violate the Torah, or to the degree that you violate the Torah, because if shita mayetzer mimishan moginam, then you're mufshot from that guard rail, so to speak. The hista also, and now you're taken away mimesilas tove avoseihem, from the path of avoseinu, which is Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, our forefathers, Shehoisa Shvil HaHistapkus Ba'olam B'kdei HaTzorech, what they took out of this world was what they needed, things that they needed, V'Hetzdanus B'Meshadai M'Kalkoloso, when they were Mitzantzimit, it was things that they needed, like, and it's food and shelter, not necessarily other things that we have in our houses. And also they were mitzantzimit to things that they to the amounts that they needed, not just mufros just because they could get it. So the Yetzer Hara takes you away from that once you start violating the Torah. Okay.